The Maestro's Little Chair by Mary Jo Smith. The maestro was my adoptive grandpa. My mother, Rosa Girasol, as an Adaísta, used to visit him often, and I shaped my own relationship with him between the ages of 3 and 5. We used to go for walks together, and he would pick oranges off the trees. We spent many afternoons walking, eating, talking. Once I got tired of peeling my orange while he was already eating his own, and I asked him to give me a segment. He said, "All I have is yours." When I visited him, I used to go up to his alcove where he would write sitting on a tiny chair with his typewriter placed on a normal-sized chair. His knees would be angled up against his chest, and I asked him why he used such a small chair, which was more like for me. He told me that he liked to write that way. The little chair, of the kind that used to hang outside the small shops on the Envigado Plaza, was a symbol of the spiritual bridge that linked us. Grandpa never treated me like a little girl. He always treated me as a spiritual being. In my view, he was the only adult who actually saw me for who I was, even though I was inside the shell of childhood. We shared a rebellion, a protest, that led to serenity. There was something that was understood, that was accepted, without having to express or explain it. My mother took me to Otra Parte the day after Grandpa left his body, and while she shared an aromatic infusion with Doña Margarita, I climbed the narrow stairs to the alcove to fetch the little chair. I took it out to the car, placed it on the front seat, and sat on it. I looked out on the garden admiringly and felt very much at peace. My friend was no longer there to take walks with me, but I would never lose our friendship. I remember that certainty as if it were yesterday. Then Doña Margarita and my mother came out to ask me what I was doing with the maestro's chair, and I answered, "Grandpa told me that all he had was mine, and this is the only thing I want." At that time, I was 5 years old. The little chair has been with me for nearly 39 years. Since you have created a very special place in Otra Parte, which celebrates the maestro, I would now like to return it to the maestro's alcove. Not having it with me physically does not mean that I do not have it, just as not having him physically with us does not mean that he has ceased to exist. I shall always celebrate and love him.